Vanderbilt, a 91-88 winner over in double overtime over South Alabama tonight. And tonight's Geico player of the game is the big Englishman, Alan Metcalf. 14 points, a career high tonight, buddy.
Well, you know, it's I didn't actually know it was a career high, but it was good to get in there. You know, AJ got a couple quick fouls, and the guys got me the ball in the right place, and I just happened to finish tonight.
You had to play a lot more minutes than what you expected. You're saying that AJ got in early foul trouble, and you jumped in there and looked like you were gassed a couple times in the middle of that first half.
Yeah, you know, when you don't get a lot of minutes beginning of the season, it's kind of hard to get in game shape. You know, I mean, you get in practice shape, but game shape is a totally different thing. And I was blowing a little bit, but coach got me in and out at the right times, and I made it through the game.
This was kind of a laborious game, not only for the fans to watch, but as you guys to play, because there wasn't a lot of consistency in your half-court offense.
No, yeah, we were a little bit lackadaisical with the ball, I think, and we didn't really get the ball moving. We had guys standing on offense, and it was just a tough night, both ends of the floor for us. We all watched it, and it wasn't our best performance, but we got to learn from it and come back and play on Saturday.
Shane came out in the second half and stepped up and started knocking down some big threes to kind of keep you guys in the game.
Yeah, he went on three or four huge threes, and that kind of kept us in the game at that point because we were struggling to get stops. And, you know, he's a senior. He steps up and he makes big shots. We've saw him do that for 3 years right now, and he just came through for us tonight.
Alex Gordon, he struggled a little bit tonight, but, you know, had to jump up there, and he stepped in and hit a big three and then also free throws as well.
Yeah, you know, Coach talks about leadership on the team, and with four seniors right now, you know, when we have teams that come in and make it scrappy like it was tonight, you know, we need to have seniors that step up and make big plays, and Alex is definitely he's a winner, and he makes up with big plays like that.
You guys were up three near the end of the game. In the huddle, what was the strategy? Was it a foul, or was it playing straight-up defense? What was the strategy by Coach Stallings?
Well, you know, he said that obviously no stupid fouls, but no wide-open threes because they've been knocking them down. So we were just playing the three. You know, we'd been getting a little bit more intensity on defense, and we was getting a little bit more stops. So we were just trying to play like we do in practice. We go and make the stops, and we came down and then make free throws at the other end.
Now it's kind of a short turnaround. You've got Georgia Tech on Saturday at noon.
Yeah, we've all got mandatory ice bath tonight and tomorrow, so we'll be ready for them though. You know, they're a big team coming in, and we know we got to do a job. We'll come out tomorrow. We'll prepare like always, and we'll be ready for them on Saturday.
You know, it's not always that, you know, I talk to two guys, one guy from Australia, one guy from English, that actually speak better English than I do.
Oh, really? Well, I'm surprised you can actually understand me, but I'm getting used to this kind of American twang, so. It's fun to be able to talk a little bit and have people listen to the accent.